Trans-Pacific is going to destroy your auto industry in Ohio.
Signed earlier this year, TPP aims to lower tariffs and boost trade among 12 Pacific Rim nations. The pact has yet to go into effect and is getting no love on the U.S. presidential campaign trail.
I did hope that the TPP negotiated by this administration would put to rest a lot of the concerns that many people have expressed about trade agreements. Once I saw what the outcome was, I opposed it.
As Secretary of State during President Barack Obama's first term, Clinton praised TPP as the gold standard in trade agreements. Her misgivings about the pact as a presidential candidate point to an overall souring of trade as an issue in America's current election cycle.
When you look at the horrible trade deals where we're losing a fortune to every country we do business with, our jobs are being sucked away. It's unbelievable what's happening.
At times, the debate can seem confusing. For instance, Trump rails against tariffs placed on U.S. exports, the very tariffs TPP would eliminate.
When you send your beautiful agriculture, the best in the world, you send your agricultural product in, what happens? 38% tax, right? 38% tax into Japan. No, think of it.
The White House is standing firm.
From a economic, strategic, and values perspective, we have a very strong argument to make about the wisdom of Congress moving to approve the TPP agreement that the president negotiated.
The Republican-led Congress has granted fast-track authority to facilitate the approval of trade pacts, but neither chamber is giving any indication it plans to vote on TPP in the immediate future. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.